I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guy.
Welcome back. You listen to Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. As usual, we've got a mishmash of stuff going on when Chaz and I get together. And Barbecue Bob, he's out in a tree doing a little hunting today. So we thought we'd Chaz to join me. And lo and behold, Chaz is always a great addition to the show. And he's got one of his buddies that we're going to chat with right now.
Linus from Three Gatos. Linus, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. And you guys?
Oh, we're talking barbecue. This is a great weekend to be out at this. It's a wonderful time of the year. What do you guys got going over there at Three Gatos right now?
We have a lot of stuff going. We just finished updating our menu for the fall, so we changed some stuff, especially on the sandwich side. We did some really good events now in September, like our Oktoberfest celebration. And we have more special events coming now in October, like live music on the 13th. We have drag bingo on the 24th, special trivia on the 25th. And I'm still trying to wrap everything to make sure we can do our cigars and beer event on the 27th.
Wow. Oh, that sounds good.
Yeah, it does. So I was listening to that. You can't just blow by drag bingo without explaining to me what that is.
Well, it's bingo, but it's hosted by drag queens.
Okay.
So you add a little bit of flair and extravagance to your regular boring bingo.
Hey, man, hats off to you there. I'm curious. I'm very curious about that. And I can eat your wonderful food and drink your awesome beer while I'm playing bingo?
Yes, yes. And get entertained by some great folks.
Yeah, how cool is that? Only in West Michigan, baby. That's great stuff right there.
So, Linus, what are your top three beers on tap right now?
So, our top three beers year-round are two of our mainstay IPAs, because who doesn't like a good IPA, right? So one is our hazy IPA, the Maine Coon. It's a really nice and fluffy, fruity hazy IPA. Second one is the American Bobtail, so a classic double IPA, bitter, malty, and hoppy. And then the third one is our Minskin Kolsch, this German blonde ale, really easy drinking, refreshing, good for any time of the year.
Ooh, those all sound really, really good.
Oh, yeah.
So what would I pair with that off of your menu? Because you said you just updated your menu. Go through this for us, if you would, please.
Yeah, what would you put with the Kolsch?
Kolsch, as it's a very easy drinking, hang out with your friends type of beer, most of our appetizers. So the traditional Brazilian chicken dumpling, the coxinha, some fried yuca. That would be, and then just having a good time with your friends, that's what you should pair with. It's good company and just easy, comfort, shareable food.
So now, if you guys haven't been over there, you haven't been over to Three Gatos, you're over in Wyoming, right down in the heart of Wyoming.
Yes, we are at in the intersection of 44th and Burlingame at the Chateau Center Strip Mall. Right next to Delsky's Meats, which is maybe you guys know.
Sure.
Really good source.
We know Dave Delsky.
We know Dave.
Yep. Yep. Absolutely. Yep. So this is a Brazilian influenced restaurant, right?
Yes. Yeah. Me and my wife, we are Brazilians. So we try to bring some of our culture to the place in the foods. And in the atmosphere.
So give me a couple uniquely Brazilian items off your menu, because I'm feeling like there's a lot of our listeners that maybe aren't exposed to Brazilian food.
Yeah, so we have a lot of very typical Brazilian appetizers. As I just said, the coxinha, the chicken dumpling. We also have bolinha de queijo, which is a mozzarella dumpling. Yuca fries, they're from Brazil, very popular in Brazil, a little bit hard to find around this area. And then on the sandwich side, we do carne loca. Direct translation is crazy meat, but what it is a pulled beef sandwich. We slow cook some chuck eye with tomato, onions, and bell peppers, super hearty and savory. So Brazil is as big as continental U.S., minus Alaska. So the diversity in food in Brazil is just like in here. So we try to focus on Brazilian food that is like comfort food, savory food, hearty food. And every weekend we do something different. Like this weekend, first weekend of the month, first weekend of every month, we make feijoada. Feijoada is the quintessential Brazilian food. It's a black bean and pork meat stew with white rice, farofa, and some sautéed collard greens.
That sounds awesome.
Wow. The bomb for a nice chilly weekend like the one we're going to have this week.
Right. So my question is, what kind of seasonings and spices are the mainstays in Brazilian cooking?
Garlic.
Hallelujah.
Right. Yeah, right. No harm done there. Yeah.
Yes. Hey, Linus, so
I like to joke saying that every Brazilian dish starts by sautéing garlic and onions, even a chocolate cake.
Hey, is the front porch still open?
Yes. Yeah, we keep the front porch, the outside patio open as long as the weather allows us. So you can sit outside, hang out. You can bring your dog and hang out there with us.
Very cool.
Oh, you're going to get Joppy over there because he's got two dogs.
Yeah, I got big dogs. But I don't know, though, because if they start smelling that food that you're bringing out, they may be going to all the people that are sitting at different tables and begging.
They're
going to
make friends.
They're going to make friends.
Yeah, and the big old black lab, she drools a bit when she smells something that's really good. So, yeah, I'll have to walk around to all the people around my table and hand them extra napkins.
Yeah. Hey, Linus, thanks so much for taking the time this morning and hanging out with us. Everybody ought to get out there. If you haven't been to Three Gatos, get down there, try some of these beers. I mean, if you're really not into the big craft beer thing, the Kolsch is a great one. If you're an IPA guy like me, he told us he's got two great ones right. All the time.
Yeah, and Linus, tell everybody where you're at again, and if you've got a website, give us that one too.
Yeah, so again, we are in Wyoming, right on the corner of 44th Street Southwest and Burlingame at the Chateau Center, right next to Delsky Meats. Our website is Three Gatos Beer, the number three, then GATOSBeer.com. And there you can find everything about us, our food menus, our beer lineup, our story and everything.
Very nice. Well, Linus, thanks for making time today. We appreciate you tuning in, and I'm going to darken your door. My wife and I will be over, and we might even bring a hound with us, so that's good.
That's awesome. Thank you very much for having me, you guys.
Yeah, right. We'll see you, Linus. I don't know about you, Randy, but that sounds like one of those...
It's a must-do.
Must-dos.
Right. I've been there twice, and there was a brewery there called Kitzingen Brewery before Linus and his wife took it over and made it theirs. And that we my wife had a connection because her dad was in the war in Kitzingen, Germany. We actually took some artifacts that my wife had from her family and donated them to the guys at Kitzingen so they could put them on the wall because they were literally from that area of the world. But anyway, Linus is stepped this up a bunch.
Oh, yes. Yeah. It's an amazing little place over there. And it really filled a hole.
Right.
Between 28th Street and, I mean, the next brewery south is Byron Center.
Right.
Yep. And there was nothing in there for quite a while. And when Kits went out,
right,
I was like, hold on.
Yeah. But
Linus has been kicking it now for a few years. And if you guys haven't been there, go check it out because just even getting his appetizers is amazing.
Yeah. You heard dumplings. You heard different kinds of dumplings. And they're wonderful. They're soft. They're just a little chewy, but just the texture is wonderful. And
I'm wondering about that chocolate cake that starts with the garlic.
Yeah, and onions. Yeah, I'm sure he's got it there. If he said it's there, it's there. But anyway, a very good place. Check it out. Three Gatos Brewing in Wyoming. But coming up next, we're going to be talking a little bit of venison recipe. Chaz always has venison in the freezer, and he's going to impart some of us on it. So you listen to Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.